Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. So what I'm going to talk to you today about is things I do right before I start working for the day to get my mind ready. So the first thing I do usually is I wake up and I brush my teeth and take a shower. And then I go and drink some coffee and eat some breakfast, and then I'm good to go. But all the while, what I'm doing is meditating about what I'm grateful for. So I think that's really important. I catch myself sometimes, like when I go over to grab my smartphone, I look for like a sale on my Shopify app, or I look at Facebook or Instagram for a minute, and I try as much as I can not to do that now, because you end up looking at everybody else's life and all these external factors that make you feel one way or another. And the first thing you really should be doing in the morning is not paying attention to any of that. You should really just think what you're grateful for in your life, and then be grateful for that and feel that gratitude and that good energy. So, you know, just wake up, immediately go and do the things you got to do and get out of the house, you know, get dressed and all that. And if you're a girl, put on your makeup and whatever. But, you know, start feeling what you're grateful for. Just have those thoughts of gratitude for like where you are and how you feel and the food and the weather, you know, and their clothing and your hair, you know, however else you want to think about it, all your technology, or, you know, if you have like an Apple Watch, you got to be grateful for that. If you have like an iPhone, be grateful for that. If you have really nice headphones, be grateful for that. Be grateful for your shoes. If you ride a skateboard, be grateful you have a skateboard. If you ride a bicycle, be grateful for your bicycle. If you ride a scooter, motorbike, or drive a car, be grateful for that. And then put on some, you know, media, listen to some really motivating podcasts, or some kind of a, you know, some music that you like, and be grateful for that too. So once you start working, one of the hacks that I do actually is if I'm working on like a really grinding thing that I don't know how to do too much, I'm kind of in the trenches working really hard, and I find myself kind of digging through mud to get the work done, I'll actually put on some sort of like a skate video on the corner of my screen, so that's going on, and it's kind of making me feel good and releasing endorphins in my body while I do my work. And that really helps, because you gotta understand that like why social media is so appealing to us is because every single little thing we do on there is really releasing endorphins, especially when you get a like or a comment. It's releasing endorphins in your body, and those make you feel good. So you have to replace that somehow in your work. So if your work doesn't give you endorphins, which it usually doesn't give people endorphins unless you get like some sort of feedback from your boss or a customer gives you good feedback, which doesn't happen very often, you have to replace that somehow. So I usually like to have some other form of something going on that gives me endorphins while I'm working that's not social media related. But social media is very tempting to just like stick all of your energy into that. So usually put on some sort of a skateboard video, and boom, I'm good. So whatever it is for you that you like, maybe a yoga video or like a funny video, some comedy, whatever, but like don't get too distracted by it. Just have it going on in the background and grind away at your work really hard, because you'll be getting endorphins while you work. And now you're training your body to really appreciate the work more, that you like work, that you can't wait to go to work in the morning and get work done, you know? So I usually go to like a coffee shop, or I go to a co-working space if there is one around. You know, or I might just go get some breakfast and come back and work, you know, at the apartment or something like that. So it really depends on where we are. You know, if we're traveling and we have a hotel, I might stay there. But if we're traveling and there's not good Wi-Fi at the hotel or something, I'll go find a place, you know, to get some work done there. And then usually the way my day goes is, you know, I usually work really hard in the morning until about lunchtime, and then I take lunch off, and then I actually go and exercise for a couple of hours midday, because that's kind of the time when I feel like I've accomplished something, I've gotten a lot of work done. And I think that's really good habits as well, because if you exercise midday, you're training your body to raise your metabolism rate after you eat lunch. And so it helps you digest your food, it helps you do better things, it helps you stay fit, you sweat out, and you can drink more water and stay hydrated. So when you get back to work in the afternoon, you're actually feeling really good instead of stressed out. You get rid of all your stress. So for me, that means skateboarding. Some people might mean running or whatever, you know, cycling or just working out at the gym, but midday works really well for me instead of waiting until the end of the day, because the end of the day, 8 hours goes by and then everything's really packed. You know, the streets are packed, the skate park's packed, the gym's packed. Midday it's pretty empty. Streets are empty, so it's easy to get around. Skate park's empty, so it's easy to skate and get tricks. Gym's empty, so it's easy to like get out and work out and use the machines. So working out midday is really good. And then, you know, you go back home, take a shower, go back to work, get some work done, and then after that, it's pretty easy to get back into work because you're really relaxed. But again, I like to get those endorphins going, so I put on something that I like to watch, and I grind into my next project. And of course, the productivity hack that I use is, of course, using the to-do lists to know what I want to do next. And I just use the to-do list app that's included in the iPhone when you buy it, the Apple version. And that works really well. You know, I just keep a simple to-do list, less than 10 things, and I know exactly what I want to do, and I do it. And I pick the one big thing that I'm going to get done, and I do that one big thing. So these are all the things I do before I work, because it's just really important. You got to know like what you need to do next. You need to be grateful and be in the right state of mind. And you need to be having endorphins released consistently so that you're always happy with your work. You're always excited to get back to work, and you can't wait again to do it. You know, I remember when I was working at my sales job, I used to watch skate videos, you know, between when I was taking calls or helping customers. And the boss caught me one day and, you know, was like, you can't do that anymore. And I thought to myself, well, why not? You know, you would think you want your employees happy, and that makes me happy. Well, of course, they don't want them distracted, though, either. But I thought to myself, well, what if I could figure out a way to do that and not get distracted at the same time? And now that I figured that out, it works really well. So I can do that, and it releases endorphins, makes me happy, and I can keep working at the same time. And it's really cool. It actually keeps me really motivated to keep working and start working again throughout the day. So it's a really good way to do work and keep focused. So yeah, come evening time, I usually eat some dinner and then, you know, get back to work again. I usually work, you know, the late hours if nothing else is going on, somewhere between like 7 and 10 o'clock, maybe even midnight. It just depends on the projects that are going on. Like right now, for instance, we're building a new e-commerce site out, so I really want to get that going. So I'm managing my virtual assistants and making sure they're on task. I'm building out certain parts of the site and setting up the apps and all that. So it's quite a bit of a process. And then I'm also building courses, and I'm recording this podcast. There's a lot going on throughout the day, but I feel like as long as I'm using my downtime constructively and I'm recording podcasts and you know, making videos and adding to my courses and organizing things there, you know, I'm moving forward, and that's what I like to do. Reminds me of a video that Russell Brunson did on his page one time, where it's like an entrepreneur, you know, is just not happy when they're on vacation a lot of the time because they're not moving forward. And it's like vacation, you know, entrepreneurs don't need vacation because entrepreneurs just want to move forward, you know, like even when you're on vacation, if you're an entrepreneur, you always want to be out and like doing stuff and you know, getting something done or moving on to the next project or setting something up or whatever it is, you know. And that's when you're most happy, is when you're getting things done, you're being productive, and you're moving forward. So if you're a true entrepreneur, I know you're like that too, and that's good. You know, you gotta keep it up and keep going like that, because that's important in life. And don't let other people drag you down. Don't let people, you know, make you feel like that's not a good thing, or make you feel like a weirdo or anything like that, an outcast. I mean, it's true, you're different from people. That doesn't mean you're a weirdo or an outcast. You're a good person. You're pushing ahead. You know, you're building things that other people won't build, and they're gonna look at you, you know, when you are all set up and you have a huge sales funnel and you're making tons of money, they're going to be like, whoa, dude, how'd you do it overnight? And you'll be like, well, I've been doing it for years. It didn't happen overnight. It just looked like it happened overnight because you weren't paying attention, you know? So that's just how it goes. And, you know, work every day consistently and build something amazing, and choose the most lucrative projects to work on and work on those, and build a team and keep it going, you know, and be grateful for what you have in life. Just generally speaking, be grateful and find some sort of an art or a passion hobby you can work on, so you can always grow there as well and be creative. And, you know, be the best person you can be to the people around you, and have a good time with it. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you think some grateful thoughts today, and we'll talk to you next time. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, and subscribe to this podcast. Sign up for one of the free offers over there at ecommerceparadise.com, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.